Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
The outcome that the Athens Area Humane Society is hoping for is to be influential in keeping Georgia vets in Georgia. There are many counties in Georgia that have absolutely no veterinary professionals serving in those counties.
Now, video there from the Athens Area Humane Society is a partnership the Humane Society has with the University of Georgia, training up vets. I did not know that aspect of the work they do at the Athens Area Humane Society. Probably a lot I don't know about the Athens Area Humane Society. Here to talk about it and step us through some things, including an exciting month of January. From the Athens Area Humane Society, Kelsey Fredrickson, the, Marketing and Communications Director for the Athens Area Humane Society. Kelsey Fredrickson, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on, Tim.
Yeah, that note I got a couple of days ago about you folks in the month of January, and I didn't see this coming. I don't know if you did. I don't know what's fueling this, but a record in terms of pet adoptions for the month. I think the number was 162 dogs and cats. Step us through this. What happened?
Yes, you've got that right. It was 162 adoptions, which is actually our record for our entire existence. This is our 125th year, so it couldn't have happened in a better year and a more necessary year. So actually across the whole country, you might have heard how shelters are inundated with more and more pets, companion animals like cats and dogs specifically. So this is not just an Athens area issue, right? It's a national issue. So we really focused on a few key parts of this to get as many pets adopted as possible. So part of that was working on a more robust social media campaign. So we know we have followers who love to see just their cute photos, just their stories, and getting to know their personalities. And, you know, a photo tells a thousand words, right? that's been really important. I think people, we have a new social media coordinator, and that has been instrumental in our help. And so so our second point is that we transfer animals between shelters, right? Mm. So most of our animals come by pools. We can't legally accept stray animals. It's a nonprofit 501c3. So we are pulling from surrounding shelters and occasionally taking owner surrenders. So we are going at least once a week to partner shelters in the area. And that's been very, very helpful to have one dedicated day. Of course, if we have a lot of adoptions, we can always go back out. So that's a great problem to have.
Well, I was about to say, there's another side to the coin here, and I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but the fact is this, it's great that you were able to facilitate so many adoptions over the course of a month, and you'll try to continue that momentum moving forward. But there's obviously an underlying problem, and you spoke to this. I mean, we hear these horror stories out of nearby counties, DeKalb and Clayton and such. Yeah, if you don't adopt all these dogs by a date certain, we're going to have to euthanize the dogs, put them down. I mean, that's the flip side of this coin here.
Right. It's always a good point to consider. The thing is that we are donation based, and we are the area's no-kill shelter, but we're all part of the same ecosystem. So all our surrounding counties, as far as, you know, the other side of Georgia will go and transfer pets. Nobody wants to be in that position to have to be making the calls, for animals, you know, just depending on space and everything. So we have the luxury of being the second place they come to. So the more we partner and the more we strengthen our bonds and support our local municipalities, that comes from a really local level, right? So that's what we're really focused on, us as well. So we're all partners and friends in this and supporting each other. And our new shelter manager, Katrin, goes out personally to our municipalities and other partner shelters just to see a broader array of animals. And so pets that are normally overlooked, she goes and looks at them in person, and she'll pull the ones that are have different challenges, or we try to make sure we have a wide array so that those pets aren't the ones being left behind over and over, so they don't have just a long stay. So we're always supporting each other, always keeping in close contact and getting notes, and it's a big ecosystem. And so different areas have more, different counties are more populated than others. And so it all kind of plays into the big picture.
Kelsey Fredrickson with us, the Athens Area Humane Society. What do folks need to be and do to adopt animals?
Oh, great question. Anybody can adopt an animal. we support having indoor cats, as opposed to outdoor indoor cats. But above that, we want everybody from all walks of life to enjoy the beautiful bond that you can share with a pet. So I know there's some restrictions depending on apartments and whatnot, especially with student housing closer to Athens. But we definitely encourage folks to even volunteer or foster if they're just kind of thinking about a pet. If you've never had a dog and you just want to know what they're about, well, we've got puppies, we've got dogs. So you definitely have a supportive shelter and community, and just knowing that special love and bond that you can share once in a lifetime with that one pet means the world to them, but it will also mean the world to you.
Yeah. Now, in terms of what I assume, there's some adoption fee to cover shots and those kind of things. Or you tell me.
Yes, absolutely. So we do have an affordable spay neuter and wellness clinic. So our pets are given, their spay neuters and shots in house. So there are fees to adopt, and those cover their basic medical needs along with an adoption package as well. It has like insurance for months. So for kittens and kittens, it's $150. For puppies, it's $250. Mm-hmm. But then as you get older, those fees come down. Dogs are $200, sure. And cats are $100, and that just covers. Covers the basic needs that they have to get their health really well, to get their enrichment while they're here, and just looked after and all buttoned up to go.
And finally, Kelsey Fredrickson, Athens Area Humane Society. I don't know if you'll know the answer to this or not. Take a shot at it. When you told me, as you did at the outset, that you're celebrating your 125th anniversary, I would have missed that by 100 years. I had no idea the Humane Society been around that long. What in the world was going on in 1899?
Well, there's a couple of ladies who wanted to protect draft horses. And so we didn't even have cars back then. I wasn't here to know that, but word on the street says it.
Yeah.
So they wanted to protect the draft horses because they saw them kind of getting overworked. And they said, well, we like these horses. They're pretty fun. They're really cool. And we don't want to overwork them. So two ladies approached the sheriff and they said, hey, can we keep an eye on these horses? And they said, yeah, good idea. And that's how we started. And then we actually, from being just horses, we eventually went to cats. So at our old location in Mars Hill, had started just with cats. And then, of course, dogs got introduced. And so now we are kind of what a more traditional, whatever, everyone thinks of traditional humane society.
Well, that's a great, I had no idea. That is a great story. And I'm fascinated to learn that history. I'm pleased that you knew it. And it's a good thing that you do. It's good that folks learn the history of the organization with which they work. Again, Kelsey Fredrickson, the Athens Area Humane Society. The headline here, they set a record, pet adoptions, in January, 162 of them. And let's see if we can't break that record in February. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Thanks so much, Tim. Have a great morning.